Playmakers aims to redefine the traditional developer-player relationship by turning players into creators. This shift is a new market practice in the video game industry, where historically players were consumers of content. With the rise of social media and player vocalization, studios now consider player engagement metrics as KPIs. Players contribute content, influencing game success and shaping the relationship dynamics. As games digitalize, players actively participate in game creation, offering new characters, stories, environments, and more. The advent of Gen AI tools empowers players further. However, ethical questions arise, such as ownership of game success, decision-making authority, IP rights, and income distribution. Balancing fairness and transparency is crucial to establishing a model that rewards creators while leveraging audience creativity to enhance games. Let's deep dive in three parts into UGC, gaming, and understand what Playmakers is building in that space together with our guest, Ilan Nabet, Playmakers co-founder and CEO. In this first part, we delve into ethical considerations around ownership, income distribution, pioneering inclusivity, historical challenges in gaming, AI integration, community feedback, and how to ease creators' frustrations by fostering collaboration.
So involving players in game development is a completely new market practice in the video game industry. Historically, the players have been consumers of the content that was provided by game development studio. So they were buying games, they were playing them, and they were moving on to the next one. It's only in the last 15 years that with the rise of social media like Twitch and YouTube, that players turned out to be extremely vocal about their favorite game. So when they love a game, they love to create content about it. They love to talk about it publicly or complain when things are going badly. So the relationship between the players and the studios evolved at this point. Basically, metrics such as the number of streams or the number of viewers became key performance indicators of the game's success. This led a lot of game development studios and publishers to start deploying their own programs to support their creators and their influencers. It's also, video game industry is basically also like a form of media where the users are extremely involved, extremely critical and vocal. There is no other media where you see some games being loved and extremely expected. And turns out that these games became hated at the launch because it doesn't fit the expectations of the players. We even had in the past some games like Cyberpunk that were totally reimbursed by the studio just because, it wasn't appreciated by the audience without even having any legal trial or legal action taken by the players. This basically led the studios to build a particular relationship with the players where they really try to listen to their feedbacks during the whole conception of the game. The relationship kept evolving as basically the games became more and more digitalized. So there was no need to go to shop and buy a copy of your favorite game. This means that the production can also be outsourced to fans as well. That's something that was not possible and is not possible with all the media, like a movie, for example. So in the last few years, we have seen players starting to make game content as well that all the players can enjoy. This game content could be a new character, a new story, a new game environment, a new music, etc., etc. In the last two years specifically, every player started to unlock new creative powers. So I think that basically with the rise of generative AI tools, it's becoming easier and easier to create a loading screen or texture for a character. And in the next few years, that will be exactly the same thing to create some 3D meshes or some animation. So when you consider the feasibility of integrating fans' work and the players' involvement as well, not supporting creators was a huge missed opportunity for game development studio. So involving the players is a way for the game development studio to also make their audience accountable and responsible of the game that they wish to play. So this way the audience can pre-validate the game because they are directly involved in the creation of that title of the game. The ethical questions and consideration that we could see are basically, how are you So who should own the success of the game if you involve the players in the creation process? So if the players become the main actors of the game's success, should they be the one deciding the direction of the game as well? If the studio relies on them to keep growing the game, should they have a say regarding the intellectual property rights? If the players are the main source of production of assets, should they also be the main earners of income for that game? And how do you assess the value that they are creating? What would happen if the creators are making more money than people and artists working internally in the studio? You might create some issues there in terms of relationship, in terms of work, in terms of internal relations inside the studio, the game developers and the artists being part of this team, and random players making valuable content and potentially being rewarded for it. To address all these ethical considerations, you need to have a fair model to reward the creators and do that in, of course, fair, transparent and transparent way to leverage your audience in a smart way and leverage the creativity to improve your game.
We've got a first glimpse of how Playmakers changes the gaming industry by involving players in the creation process. With players contributing content, ethical considerations arise, including questions around ownership, decision-making authority, IP rights, and income distribution. Establishing a fair and transparent model becomes essential to leverage player creativity effectively and enhance the gaming experience.
Historically, if you want to create content for AAA games like Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, or Overwatch, you can't. Even if you have the skills to create something valuable, like a new character or new sword inside Assassin's Creed or a new car inside Call of Duty, for example, your contribution would never be received by the studio and would never be implemented. The different challenges that we see in the gaming industry are that, first, there is no clear onboarding process to explain to creators how they can create content for the studio and what's the vision of the studio that they need to respect as well. Secondly, you might not even have the experience to create something using the same tools as the studio. Studios, sometimes they are using like internal tools and they expect everyone who is making game assets, 3D or 2D assets, to use exactly the same tools. Some of these tools are privately owned and therefore you won't even be able to access them. Even if the studio is relying on popular technology, tools that are available to anyone, you might not be able to respect the technical guidelines to create content for the game because you are not even aware of the technical guidelines that you need to respect. Your creation, in the end, it won't work inside the game environment. Someone won't be able to run it inside their mobile or their console or their PC because you didn't respect the rules, the technical rules that are set by the studio. Another reason is that makes creating content not inclusive today. It's the fact that there is an extremely low chance that your asset will be considered by the game development studio. They receive millions of messages through social media, so it's very high to get their thoughts on what you are building. And even if the studio saw what you did, even if the community saw it and the media saw it as well, and they might want to integrate it and it works perfectly from a technical point of view, the game development studio don't want to handle intellectual property rights. They don't want to talk to thousands of creators and write custom legal agreements all over the world just to be able to use your game assets. So in the last few years, it was absolutely impossible to create content and provide it to a game studio. This makes like not inclusive at all for creators. The approach that we have with Playmakers is that we are building a platform to support creators. So it's the very first time the studio can try to foster a community of creators inside the ecosystem in a transparent and efficient way. So on our side, what we do is that we guide the players in becoming the creators. We allow them to create content like a new weapon skin, a new map, or new music directly from the platform. They are directly in touch with the studio. The studio can approve or reject these contributions and implement this content if they think that will improve the whole game experience or the game lifespan, or if it will unlock new monetization opportunities. And of course, they can also share some of that value with the creators, rewarding them with financial payments or in-game currency payments. So how do we make our platform more inclusive than what's existing today in the industry? First is we allow any type of contributions to be requested by the studio. This means that no matter your skills, there will be a contribution, a type of contribution that you will be able to do. Be it some text, like for lore, description, or story for a character. Be it some a screaming sound for a boss fight, for example. Or just some promotional material, like a TikTok video or a small marketing trailer explaining why you love the game. So today, everyone is a creator, and there is a type of contribution that you could do easily if you want to through Playmakers. If you want to make some complex game assets and really have an impact on the product, so add a new texture to weapon for Christmas, for example, or add a new game mod inside the game, what we try to do is that we try to guide the creators in the process. We provide some tutorials, which are directly integrated inside the platform, to teach to casual users how they can make content with simple tools, content that will respect the technical guidelines of the studio. We even like promote certain tools like generative AI software to make it easy for people to create something in less than 5 minutes. If you are like an amateur, hobbyist, or professional and already know some creative software, well, you can rely on them already to create content as well. There is no need to learn a new tool like is the case with Fortnite or with Roblox to start making content. On our side, when we receive your contribution, we are able to analyze it with our own auditing layer and verify that what you created respects the guidelines of the studios, that it respects the technical, the artistic, and the moderation guidelines automatically. If we detect any incompatibility issues, like for example, you created a 3D weapon with 10 million polygons, we are able to correct that problem as well. This means that as a creator, you don't have to do a lot of debugging, if not any debugging, and the studio doesn't have to do any testing on their side. They can start implementing your creation seamlessly. The last step is that you can be rewarded for the work that you are doing, wherever you are from. So if you are bankless, for example, you can be rewarded through crypto payments. If you want to be paid through a traditional wire, that's also an option. So we lead the studio to reward the creators when they bring some value. The challenge is, if we make the platform so inclusive and try to allow anyone to make content, no matter what the skills, no matter what the type of contributions, there is a big challenge regarding the quality of the content that we might get from the community. The way we are trying to address that is we involve the community in expressing themselves regarding the creation made by other creators. Basically, someone as a player, someone who just loved the game, can upvote, downvote, or comment on your creation and give you some feedback. It's a cool way for you to get better and improve your creation over time. The second way we try to maintain the quality on the platform for the creation made by players, we have a moderation dashboard where the studio can review all the creations made by its community and share directly feedbacks with some creators if they expect some change before implementing an asset. So with what we are building with Playmakers, we try to help the game development studio navigate while balancing the inclusivity and maintaining the quality and the integrity of the content that is built by players through like a simple way to educate the community to become creators, through an automated auditing to allow anyone to create anything with any software, and with proper moderation tools provided to the community and provided to the studio to maintain the quality and review all these creations.
Playmakers is pioneering inclusivity in game content creation by addressing historical challenges faced by contributors to major games, overcoming issues of onboarding complexity, inaccessible tools, and technical guideline awareness. Playmakers provides a user-friendly platform. It guides creators through tutorials, integrates GenAI software, and automates the auditing process for technical compliance. The platform's community feedback system and moderation tools ensure content quality while maintaining inclusivity. Playmakers' unique approach empowers creators of various skills and backgrounds, fostering a dynamic and high-quality gaming ecosystem. Let's now learn more on one hand about how Playmakers addresses the emotional and creative aspects of this collaborative environment, and on the other hand, about how Playmakers is envisioning a new market standard in gaming.
Today, like, if you want to create content for a game, it's extremely frustrating. Because if you create, for example, a new awesome car inside GTA and share it online, the community sees it and likes it, the media talks about it, you will never receive a feedback from the studio. The best case scenario, some people might download what you created and add it inside a game file and start using it, but that's pretty much it. So we knew when we were designing Playmakers that we wanted to build a collaborative platform. We wanted the players to work alongside community members and creators, and also alongside the studio. We wanted all these people to interact together to allow the game to get valuable game assets that would improve the whole experience for everyone. The approach that we have is that the studio can share publicly what's the contributions that they want to receive. They can share also like the artistic guidelines and the time limits to create something. The community is there to give you some feedbacks. Players can also be elected as studio representatives to give further guidelines to a creator. You can imagine even that some people might take what you created and build things on top of it. Like, let's say you created a new car for GTA, while some people might be able to add new textures for Christmas or for Halloween, for example. This makes the experience a lot more collaborative, and this helps to create valuable content over time. The studio is also inclined to give you feedbacks directly. By the end of the creative contest, we ask the studio to approve, reject, or comment on all the creations that were made by the creators. So all these different interactions make the collaboration between creators and game studios a lot smoother. And that's how we try to remove the frustration in this relationship between players, creators, and the game development studio.
If you'd like to listen to the full episode, please subscribe to our newsletter called Venture Notes. One word about Decentral House. Decentral House is the centralized meeting point for the decentralized community and is based in Geneva, Switzerland. Decentral House is set to transform the way blockchain enthusiasts, lovers of decentralization, and Web3 pioneers collaborate and thrive. Decentral House seeks to provide the community with an unrivaled environment of fully integrated solutions to push the boundaries of digital innovation. This state-of-the-art hub will incorporate emerging technologies, fostering an ecosystem that nurtures creativity, collaboration, and revolutionary breakthrough. From private offices to shared spaces, every aspect is designed to meet the unique needs of high-growth projects. Members will enjoy exclusive access to a series of industry-focused events, workshops, and informal discussions that will allow them to learn from world-class experts, showcase their work, and forge partnerships. They will also have access to all the tools necessary to propel their projects to new heights. Decentral.house.